miss me calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright. All right, we're back for another week. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show. Lots of music ahead today from Australia and here locally in Canada. Fantastic new music all the time. So much to keep up with. And occasionally some great Australian bands pass through town in Vancouver here where I'm broadcasting the show. And tonight, if you happen to be listening live, you can get down and see Twerps play. They are a band from Melbourne. I highly recommend it. They're actually on Merge Records. They're being supported by Merge with their latest record. It's their second album. And they are a fantastic band. They're really quickly, they're one of these bands that sort of came out of nowhere and very quickly were supporting other prominent bands, seen as, you know, very good. Melbourne band. They came from Melbourne and they formed in 2008 and they were called Australia's best new band in that year already, that quickly, by Uncut magazine on the strength of their debut self-titled EP. A US tour happened not long after that and they're back now. They've just played South by Southwest, I believe, tonight at the Fox Cabaret in Vancouver and tomorrow in Seattle. So their latest US tour for Twerps. Really fantastic sounds, like a band that very much influenced by the Go-Betweens and also the Kiwi kind of Flying Nun sound, like the Clean. And of course, regular listeners on the show here know that I'm a big fan of that kind of sound. I've played a lot of Go-Betweens actually in the last, earlier this year. And I think Twerps are maybe the baton has been passed to them for this sort of really, how do you describe it? I mean, it's indie pop music, jangling guitar, but fantastic melodies and very laid back vibe. A band that, you know, if you listen closely, you really get a sense of that they are from Australia and from the fertile music community that is Melbourne. So anyway, we'll be playing for you lots of Twerps music pretty soon. But first up, we always play older music. And one of my favorite things is when I'm just stumbling through the record library here at the station and I stumble across some vinyl from Australia. It's always a real treat because you don't know what you're going to find. And today I'm going to be playing a few tracks from a band called The Lime Spiders. This is a band, one of those should have been a lot bigger than they were bands from the 80s. A really fantastic underground garage rock band. With the real punk sound, and also they paid a lot of respect to the psychedelic American kind of underground, the Nuggets kind of era in their sound. You'll hear it come through strongly. So they had the best mix of just so many great influences, I think. They had one prominent album called The Cave Comes Alive, which I believe came out in 1987. And they had a couple of singles before that, and I'm going to play for you a couple of those early singles now. And then one of the vinyl records I found was actually their second album called Volatile. So I'm going to play for you two tracks from the Volatile record, so which wasn't as heralded as the Cave Comes Alive, but I'm curious to hear what it sounds like. And you know what? It's here in the station. I'm playing it because this band is legendary. In fact, these two tracks I'm going to play for you first up were from... well, you can find them on a compilation that I highly recommend. Anyone who's a regular listener of the show will probably know that I'm a big fan of the kind of the underground 80s garage kind of sound that a lot of the Australian bands were relishing in, I guess. And a really fantastic compilation to recommend is called the Do the Pop compilation. It chronicles, I think, the years roughly, you know, 77 through to maybe mid-80s, just... absolute a gold mine for the best Australian rock music ever, I think. And these two tracks I'm going to play for you first, I know well from that compilation. So here it is. Here's the Lime Spiders Well, let's a little bit about them. They formed in 1979, but they didn't release an album until like 1987. So kind of cool, you know, back in the day when these bands would play and tour for the love of it, and maybe an album would come, you know. But I guess these days, that, you know, it's a whole different world. Like, everything's about putting out content and singles and videos and all that. But this was a really hardened workhorse road band who eventually, after many, many years, put down a record that was very much heralded. But before that, they did a number of singles. So these are a couple of singles you're going to hear now. The first is called 25th Hour, and the second is Out of Control. So let's get into it. This is the Lime Spiders, classic band from the, I guess they were mainly around the early to mid 80s was their heyday, I believe. So here it is. I think this song came out maybe roughly 1985. 25th Hour. Take it away, Lime Spiders.
Yes, so young, but time to get it, guys. host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
All right, we're back on Stranded. Some wild sounds there from the Lime Spiders, going right back to the mid-80s underground in Australia. That was a fantastic band that went around. Well, actually, they kind of were around for quite a while. As I said before, they formed in 1979 and didn't put out their first record until about 87. Their main period in operation was 79 to 1990. And one real classic album, which we haven't actually played a song from yet, Lime Spiders, The Cave Comes Alive. I'm actually going to jump right to another album, actually, of theirs, because I found it here on vinyl, Volatile. But those songs we played were in order. We started out with a very early single called 25th Hour, and that came out in 1983, I believe. So very early in the band, 25th Hour. And next up we played Just One Solution, 1987, and also Weirdo Libido from 1986, which was their biggest hit, I believe. So let's get into some more of the Lime Spiders. So as I said, I just stumbled across some of their vinyl here in the station, and I just love it when this happens. Relics from the past. This is the sort of band that has reformed and retoured and occasionally as recently as well. Wikipedia says 2007 till present. So yeah, they're probably playing the odd gig around Sydney or wherever they're based at the moment. The main members were Mick Blood on vocals. We had current members are Jared Colbin on guitar, Tony Bambich, Dave Sparks, and Tom Corbin. So it'll be interesting to see what they're like in concert these days, because these are pretty wild songs, fantastic guitar, you know, punk style, but also paying homage to the garage sounds of the American kind of Nuggets era and psychedelic rock. So we're going to have some Twerps up pretty soon. They're playing in Vancouver tonight. Very different sound, very different era. But for now, here's two more songs by the Lime Spiders. This was from their second album called Volatile, and I haven't heard any of these tracks before. I'm going to try a couple of tracks here from side two of the album. It came out in 1988. Apparently it was more produced kind of sounding songs. So let's give this a spin. Let's play a track called Strange Kind of Love and then Under My Umbrella. This is Lime Spiders from 1988 from the album Volatile, and you're on Stranded today.
Strange kind of love. I think I've had enough. It's a strange. This is Sasha Bilot, and you're listening to CRTR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Lousy smarch weather.
This issue of Discorder, there's no more Discorder. Discorder is over. Vancouver housing crisis, earthquakes, flash floods, Richmond underwater. There's no more Discorder ever. 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 Discorder ever.
Spring is here. This April, pick up an issue of Discorder from a local venue or record store. For articles on Sumac, Snit, Sara Devachi, Record Store Day, and more. Special thanks to this month's advertisers, Levitation Fest, Rickshaw Theater, Light Organ Records, Beat Merchant, Red Cat Records, Neptune Records, Horses Records, Audiopile Records, Dandelion Emporium, High Life Records, Vinyl Records, Live Van, and AMS Events.
April makes fools of us all.
You are listening to Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show, where we always start the show off with some sounds from the past, digging into the vaults. That was the Lime Spiders. Those two tracks were from the Volatile record from 1988, from a piece of vinyl I found right here in the record library. Definitely not as strong. I wouldn't say, you know, that they're definitely not as stronger as they go along as they were in the first few singles. You know, I guess that happens with a lot of bands. Still kind of cool. I mean, the original, here's a good description from Ian McFarlane, a musicologist. He described them as having a raucous sound mixing screaming vocals and wild fuzz tone guitar riffs to arrive at a mutant strain of acid punk that bordered on heavy metal. Very well describing at least their early songs. And they are still kind of around. They broke up in 1990, reformed at certain points, still doing shows, tribute shows, reunions, reformations, that kind of thing. Still a great, fantastic band. The Lime Spiders, just awesome sound. But as I said, I think I prefer those earlier singles to that 88 album. But anyway, it's really great to play vinyl that I stumble across here on the station. So from mid-80s underground rock to the present and right up to the latest roster on Merge Records, that's right, Twerps from Melbourne have been added to the roster of the venerable US label, and Merge is helping them out to two other states at the moment. They just played South by Southwest. This is it's not their first tour of Australia. They, after informing in 2008, even after one EP, they quickly became known around the world and were given chances to tour the US as early as 2011 at least. And this time they're back and playing in Vancouver tonight. If you are around, you might be able to go and see them still. Well, there's still plenty of time. It's only 6:30 and doors open at 8 o'clock. I believe, for Twerps at the Fox Cabaret tonight. Special guests are a group called Pink Lincolns from Vancouver. So let's get into some Twerps music. They're just wonderful. We're going to real change of sound here. So Twerps formed in Melbourne in 2008, and they have a really sort of almost languid, kind of laid-back sound with jangling guitars and really effective melodies, straightforward lyrics. They've just nailed some kind of sound that I think a lot of indie bands aim for but don't quite get as effectively. I think, you know, there's a reason why these guys were picked up by such a prominent label as here in North America, because there's just given the huge array of talent in Australia, there's just still very few bands that get this kind of support to get to this part of the world. So let's introduce you to Twerps today. Here's a song from their first album, the self-titled album, and it's called Who Are You? Here's Twerps. You're on Stranded.
Thank you. This is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where's Matt? Okay, welcome back to the show. You're on Stranded. My name is Matt. You can catch us online anytime, OZSTRANDEDradio.com, where we have lots of archived podcasts. We have lots of interviews. You can click on the link to listen to an interview. They're all linked through to SoundCloud. Tons of them up there. And we'll have some more in the coming weeks. That was Twerps, two tracks. First up was a track from their debut album, self-titled. That was called Who Are You? And then that track was from Range Anxiety, their second album that they're touring on now through, with the help of Merge Records. The song is called I Don't Mind. So they're from Melbourne, Victoria. And there's very few bands really from Australia that do get all this way to Canada to tour. And Twerps is one of them. They're playing tonight. If you're listening live on the radio, they're at the Rio Theatre tonight. And there's still plenty of time to get down there. I believe doors open at 8. Fantastic band formed in 2008. Got quite acclaimed really quickly on the strength of that great songwriting and real laid back vibe. Really with the times, I think. Let's play at least one more track here from Twerps from that record, Range Anxiety. I'm going to pick one called Back to You. So here it is. This is Twerps from Melbourne, Victoria. I believe they're a four piece. And there's one member actually is from New Zealand in that band. And of course, you know, they do have a bit of that sound of the Kiwi, the Flying Nun record label sound, which is just always a great inspiration to have, I think. Here we go. This is Twerps, Back to You from the Range Anxiety record.
Thank you. the window to the sky. We were looking, asking why. Feel it coming, feel it coming on strong. Feel it coming like a freight train.
Sometimes I really hate this town. They build it up to tear you down. it's petty like a border guard tearing out the backseat of your car. Clouds are spaceships in the sky. They'll take you to the other side. I wear my disguise. Foghorns drone through the night. Cathedral organs of the sea. The deep, dark sounds that they make. I like to think they're calling me. So all you could have been, it doesn't matter. Like campfires on the moon, where there's no oxygen to make them bloom.
Hey there, listeners. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR, and it's a beautiful day in Vancouver here, and hope you're enjoying the weather, and probably sitting at the beach drinking some booze.
Thank you. This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
Thanks for tuning in. This is Stranded, and we're into the new music. That was Mac DeMarco with Treat Her Better. And actually, at the top of the set, we had a submission. A gentleman from Australia sent me his music, digital submission. His name was Stephen Jonathan Smith. So his track was called 21. And just here on his SoundCloud, he said that this is a song that I wrote shortly after turning 21. Approximately the same time I quit my job, dropped out of university, sold all my belongings, and bought a one-way ticket to a new city. That's courageous and good song. His name is Stephen Jonathan Smith. You can find him on SoundCloud. And after that was somebody, a Vancouver artist, and I hadn't heard of him before. I'm glad he got in touch. His name is Rodney DeCrew. He's Vancouver-based, and he has a big release coming up at the Fox Theatre on April 16th. He's actually got quite a story. He's been playing music for a long, long time, but mainly as part of a band. And we'll talk probably a bit more about him in the coming weeks, because I do find his music intriguing. That song was called Campfires on the Moon, and which is the first taste of his new album that is called Campfires on the Moon, coming out soon. So apparently at one point he was on the road for 7 years, you know, touring on the strength of 5 different albums. So he's done a lot of work. But this song is the first that I've known of Rodney DeCrew, DeCroo. We'll talk a bit more about him in the coming weeks. You're on Stranded. You can catch us online at ozstrandedradio.com. We're also on Twitter at ozstranded. And let's get into some more new music. This is, of course, from the Canadian part of the show. This is Prophecy Sun. Thank you.
Stands. We turn our heads, we don't look back. Never could thrill or enthrall you. Darling, all my love wait before it's breathless, but still wrapped in
class, settle down. My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda, also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. Half of you will drop out. And the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you still hell-bent on attempting to pass my class, it would simply be to keep your radio tuned to CITR 101.9 when you're in Vancouver.
Okay, this is Stranded, and we went from first up kind of very experimental music with Prophecy Sun. We played two tracks from the Prophecy Sun plus Emerge album, Spirit Dream. We heard track one and track two, Run a Dream and then Sit Down. After that was Cold Specs, a beautiful song called Bodies at Bay. So you're on Stranded. We are online at ozstrandedradio.com and also on Twitter at ozstranded. And we're playing Canadian music now. If you're listening live locally, there's someone I've met, a really good local singer-songwriter named Christopher Scott. He is playing tonight at a place called Trees Cafe on Granville Street. They host a really good open mic there on Thursday nights. And on Friday nights, they have shows there as well. And he's playing tonight. And I'm going to play for you a track from him right now from his SoundCloud. I recommend you check him out. A very good-natured guy and good guitarist and strong songwriter. Everything you want in a performer. So here's a song from Christopher Lee Scott. The song is called Who Am I to You?
Oh, I know that love's a gamble. Yeah, of waiting for the right time to give yourself up. I'm taking a chance one day I'll find you in my arms, and I won't settle in the meantime, no, no, no. So help me beat the odds when everybody else seems to be shacking up. I'm taking a chance of living with a lonely heart, but I'm not ready for the letdown, no, no, no. Oh, must it take so long? Day by day it breaks my heart, little by little I hold on. Whoa, and then it all, you'll come my way. And then it all, you'll come my way. No, when I step outside my door. Oh, I'm searching for you up and down, near and far. I'm taking a chance around the corner, steady at another broken heart, steady at another broken heart. Let me win your love, day by day I lose enough, little by little I hold on. Oh, and then it all, you'll come my way, and then it all. Baby, I can't afford to lose this wager, no. Will you be my jackpot, honey? Will you be my jackpot now? Will you be my jackpot, honey? My jackpot, honey, don't let me live without your love. So will you be my jackpot? Oh, will you be my jackpot? Oh, let me win your love. Day by day, I push my luck. Little by little, I hold on. Whoa, and then it all, you'll come my way. And then it all, you'll come my way. I'll keep on searching for you, baby. Afford to lose this wager, no. Oh, oh, oh.
My heart is aching, breaking.
In the background there is a fantastic blues soul singer, Delana Gale Bowen. She's Vancouver-based, and actually there's a show she's putting on tonight. You still have plenty of time to get down. It's a special, The Songs of Mahalia Jackson, on tonight at the St. James Community Center, St. James Community Square at 3214 West 10th Avenue. Tickets are at $20 at the door. And it's Easter celebration, a soul-stirring, uplifting concert of gospel songs made famous by the world-famous gospel singer Mahalia Jackson. Delana is a fixture here in Vancouver in the activist community and, of course, in music. She's been a vocalist for a good 40 years or so, and we actually recorded an interview with her a few years ago. And I recommend this, The Songs of Mahalia Jackson, tonight, St. James Community Square. 3214 West 10th Avenue. So we are on Stranded for another few minutes. And before that was Chris Scott and a song from him. He's a local singer-songwriter and he's playing tonight at Trees Cafe in Vancouver here, just on Granville Street, down the bottom of Granville Street. Now, here on the show, we do a monthly show at the Railway Club called the Stranded Sunday Sessions, and we have our next one up on April 12th. That's a week away, roughly, and one of the artists playing is Orit Shimoni. She is most known for her music from the band Little Birdie. I'm going to play for you a song of hers now called Let's Get Persecuted. She's been on the road, and she's actually played in Australia, I believe. We touch base online, and she'll be headlining our show at the Railway Club on the Sunday, the April 12th. There'll be three artists playing. The other artist is Corey Owens, and then myself, I open the show, M. Lund. So that is on Sunday, April 12th, in the side room of the Railway Club. It's a really cool vibe, it's called the North Stage. So here's a song from Orit Shimoni called Let's Get Persecuted. We have African Rhythms right up after this with David Love Jones. He's setting up as I speak. You're on Stranded. Bye for now.
Oh, great.
Let's go, baby, you and me.
Yeah, just send me a message with your email and I'll forward.
You've got the horns, I've got the tail.
Yeah, they're really having a lot of success, but they don't think as much locally as people don't realize how big they've become in Europe.
Let's get persecuted, perfectly executed. You and me. Let's embrace our common fear. This one thing is crystal clear. They'll never get us, never did. They only want our treasures hid. Let's get persecuted. Let's get persecuted. Perfectly executed. You and me. To say they never listen anyway. Only when the tide has turned, they'll sift through the things they've burned. Let's get persecuted. Let's get persecuted. Perfectly executed. You and me. Perfectly.
Process online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old. There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle, a tax-deductible receipt, and a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
After decades of decline, drowning fatalities have been rising dramatically in Canada since 2004. Most drowning victims had no intention of going in the water, and harmless situations can become dangerous quickly. This summer, if you're going out on the water, even if you're not planning on going in it, be water smart and be prepared. Here are some things you can do to reduce your risk of drowning. Learn to swim and swim to survive. If you can tread water for a minute, you can orient yourself, and if you can swim 50 meters in a pool, you'll most likely be able to swim to safety in open water. Most drowning fatalities occur within just 15 meters of safety. Wear a life jacket or personal flotation device. 80% of all boating deaths were people who were not wearing one. Take a marine safety course, and if you're going kayaking or canoeing, know how to get out of your craft if it flips over. Practice